Hey, if you're like me, you're not gonna wait for the next TikTok ban. Introducing Clip Clop. Clip Clop, the new way to share all that awesome stuff you did on TikTok. Like cooking chicken and cough syrup, snorting energy powder, and putting glitter on pickles. Hashtag Glickles! And you can use Clip Clop's royalty-free music library for all your videos.
Performed by Chinese school children.
Sign up is easy. Just enter age, phone number, contacts, and enable location always. And hey, always allow ClipClop access to your camera and microphone. It's better that way. You can trust us. Then let the hilarity begin. ClipClop!
Disclaimer. 免责声明, ClipClop 是一家中国公司。
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
I'm having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
I discovered salt and created FM radio.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ.
Today is National Hot Sauce Day.
Oh, I love hot sauce.
Hot sauce on everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's National Hot Sauce Day.
Mild to the hot to the painful.
How spicy is it?
Hot enough to burn the skin off your tongue.
Ooh, that's spicy.
Spicy, spicy, spicy.
Mm-hmm. I think I burned my tongue off.
Happy National Hot Sauce Day.
What a hot show.
The show's starting.
Yeah. So I put hot sauce in my coffee. I didn't know anything about National Hot Sauce Day. I didn't do any of that. Maybe it will help my cold. That could be possible. I have no idea. Although, now I typically do not like any kind of pharmaceuticals whatsoever. I mean, even like over-the-counter stuff, I'm not a big fan. I just, it makes me feel weird. So I don't do drugs. The only thing I do, is drink beer and coffee. I guess you could call that, you know, mildly chemically enhanced. But other than that, I really don't. I don't do drugs. I don't do pharmaceuticals. I don't do painkillers. I have been doing like ibuprofen. Because this cold, whatever it is, now it is not the C word. Okay, we established that yesterday. I swabbed. It is not that, and it's not the flu because I don't have a fever. I just have my head is filling up with snot. Do I have anything for that?
Think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that. Who knows? But my head's filling up with snot. And
what a delicious task that is. Yes.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, my eyes feel like they're bugging out of the sockets. And my throat. I lost my voice several times on the show. And do you think I would have brought anything to drink other than coffee? The answer to that is no. But I do have drinks in the green room.
What a delicious task that is! Yes.
So I've got drinks and snacks in the green room as well. Oh, God, I wish I had that in the green room. Anyway, so I think I can get through today's show. Now, bad news. Because of the creeping crud, Chris Hammack is unable to join us on Thursday for the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Happy Hour at Three Roads. So I am going to either search for someone to fill in for Chris this Thursday and power through it, or I may just have to skip this week and reschedule for next week. But I'll let y'all know whether or not we're going to do a mic'd up on Thursday. It might be a good thing for me to rest my voice too, but I understand from a singer-songwriter perspective, it's probably not the best look to have snots running down your face and your throat seize up. So anyway, 2 hour delay today, and so that affected the show, but not because I was responsible for getting the kiddo to school. Tab gave me getting back to the pharmaceuticals. Tab got these daytime and nighttime cold medicines. They're capsules, and I guess it's like a NyQuil capsule or something similar to that, but it's not liquid. Anyway, it's like the Equate brand. So, I have to emphasize that I do not do pharmaceuticals, okay? And not even cold medicine. But, you know, last night it was just horrible. I was blowing my nose like crazy. I was coughing like crazy. It was just bad. And so, you know, she's like, here, take this. This one is the nighttime one. And trust me, you will get a really, really good night's sleep. And then this one, take this one tomorrow morning. And there are only 4 hour capsules. But trust me, you will feel so much better. Now, it actually, I don't want to use the Hallelujah Choir for that, because I woke up with, I had weird dreams last night, and then I woke up in this just funk. I mean, like not a good funk. I just woke up in this funk, and it took me a while to like really focus on what I needed to do, and I was still a bit buzzed, I guess. But anyway. And Tab's like, trust me, just get up, get moving, grab a cup of coffee. You will, the effects, the after effects will wear off. No, she didn't get them in Mexico. No, she didn't score them on the corner either. No, and they did not come discreetly mailed to our home. No, none of that. She bought them at like Kroger or something. It's who has the Equate brand? Is that Walmart? I guess I don't know. But anyway, I digress. But it did. I will say this: I'm not going to do a Hallelujah Choir, but it did dry up the sinuses somewhat. I still had to blow my nose like crazy and clear things out, but it did clear it up. My throat does feel better. I'm not coughing. So it got rid of the junk that was in there for now. And then I took the daytime one before I came to work. I think it was the daytime one. We'll see. Anyway. Hi there. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live channel, our feature channel, and our live show on the Alexa device? Well, it's very simple. You enable the skill. You just say, and you do this one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And hello! She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Hello! And if for some reason it ever resets or goes away, then all you have to do is just enable the skill again. And that happened like once last year that I had to re-enable the skill. Or if you have a different device, like your smart TV, if you have Alexa on your smart TV, If you have a Fire Stick, then you can also tell your TV to enable the skill and just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and boom, she will. And you can listen to Radio 434 on your smart TV. Tab, speaking of Tab, Tab got an Alexa device for her Jeep. And now she just plugs that in as soon as she gets in the car. She goes, Alexa, play Radio 434. And that's how she says it. And it works.
Hello!
It just works. It works immediately. There's no scrolling through apps. There's no checking on the browser. There's no doing anything. It's just boom. It's magically there. So that's one way. But speaking of the app, we have a brand new app that's going to be coming out in April in support and anticipation and celebration of our 10-year anniversary. So, and that's where you can have a Hallelujah Choir, because this thing has been long, long overdue. And let me explain that, Lucy. Okay. So the original app, the old app, hey, let's bring it up on the slide here on Facebook Live if you're watching. Bring up the app, please. There it is. Okay, the old app was genius. It was brilliant. It was incredible for you know our first year. Okay, 10 years ago we developed this app, and literally my IT guy and I built the app. Should we go short story long? Okay, so this was 10 years ago when app development was difficult, when you needed to hire a professional. You needed to hire a coder, an app developer, and they weren't just everywhere, like they are now. And they were expensive too. So we ended up hiring this coder from Indonesia.
Hello.
Hi. And they requested, you know, a third of the money up front, which I guess was, you know, was common practice. He started the job. We got the first beta test of the app, and yeah, it was okay, but it needed a lot. And so, you know, weeks and weeks and months were waiting. And he requested another third of the payment and said he would get us the final product. And so,
hello.
Yeah, that was him. And so I, being a very trusting individual, sent him the second third of the payment, and he disappeared. And all we were left with was this crappy beta of the original app. So my IT guy, Andrew, 2 weeks later, presents me a brand new app. And I asked him, well, did you reverse engineer this? Did you figure out, because he was not a coder. He didn't develop apps. And he said, no, that was crap. So I just started from scratch, and I built this. And I was amazed. And that worked. It worked well for years. But now, there's so many updates, so many operating systems, new operating systems, updated operating systems that come online. And you have to keep up with that stuff. So, you know, two guys coding their own app. And I guess there's all kinds of sites that you can do it and make it work, but I don't have time to code my app. So we hired a company to just build it exactly the way I wanted it, and keep up with all the updates. That'll be the big thing. They're going to keep up with all the updates, so that it never, you know, never ever 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 ever. We can keep that app running for years and never have to worry about it phasing out. So anyway, again, long story short, the new app will feature our live feature channel that you're listening to on Radio 434. It will also feature the live show, but also the podcast. So everything on demand will be there. Plus, our video content will be there as well. So that's all coming soon. And not just the show video, but even test drive interviews, our mic'd up pop-up concert series, all of that stuff is going to be featured on the app, all in one location, one place to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Radio 434. All right, coming up on today's program, the Hump Day edition, of course. We're going to get really, really smart with five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in Dun News. My voice is going. We got PIN numbers. We're going to talk about that. A study found the most popular four-digit PINs in America are... dot, dot, dot. I'm not going to tell you yet, but we'll get into that story, plus our top list. Top random things to base your four-digit PIN on. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Please enter your new password.
Okay. Duckies.
Sorry, your password must contain at least 8 characters.
Rubber duckies.
Sorry, your password must contain 1 numerical character.
20 rubber duckies.
Sorry, the password cannot have blank spaces.
20 stupid rubber duckies.
Sorry, the password must contain at least 1 uppercase character.
20 stupid rubber duckies, I'm about to stick up your butt.
Sorry, the password cannot use more than 1 uppercase character consecutively.
Okay, now I'm really getting pissed. How about 20 stupid rubber duckies that I'm about to stick up your butt if you don't give me my new password?
I'm sorry, that password is already in use.
Oh, no!
Please start over.
Yep. The Mike Show. Hi there. So happy you could join us. So yeah, passwords. Man, oh man. I would not recommend using the same password for everything. And I understand the temptation of doing it that way because it's so much easier to remember, of course. You know, that just makes sense. But it's also, if it's something that you use literally on every device, service, blah, 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 because it's so easy for you to remember, it'll be so much easier for hackers to crack. Well, anyways, let's get into this story. Making sure your bank account is secure ranks high on our list of priorities. Right under making sex jokes, of course. But now, a new report looked at the most common four-digit PINs for things like ATM passwords, unlocking your phone, and here, of course, 6969 made the top 10.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, I will. They didn't have access to people's current passwords, obviously. They came up with a list by looking at pins that have been exposed on the dark web. I'm still looking for that dark web. I mean, maybe we can shine a light on that, because I can never find it. Anyway, as always, the most popular passwords aren't ones experts would suggest using. Okay, here are the top 10 most common four-digit pins in America. All right, and yeah, 6969 made the top 10 at number 10. We'll do this from the bottom up. How about we do that? And that's the way I like to do it. And anyway, number 9 on the list, 2222. Let's see. We got a sound effect for this. All right. Yeah.
You idiot.
Number 8 on the list is 4444.
You idiot.
2000 is the 7th most used password. 1004, as in 10-4, good buddy.
You idiot!
7777, so lucky sevens until someone drains your account.
You idiot!
Yeah. 1212 was number 4 on the list. 4 zeros. 0000, number 3 on the list. 1111, that one made up another 6% of all passwords. And then, of course, just like Spaceballs, 1234. That's number 1. If you guess that one, you've got a 1 in 9 chance of being right. 11% of all 4-digit passwords they found were 1234. If you want one that's harder to guess, they looked at the least common pins. The top 3 on that list: 8068, 8093, and 9629. But maybe don't change any of those, because the hackers are going to see this list, right? And they're going to use this information. In general, most people start their pin with a number between 1 and 5. Very few people start with a 6, 7, 8, or 9. Or a 0. That was just the facts, just information. All right, well, with that, experts agree. When it comes to coming up with effective 4-digit PIN numbers, we suck. I mean, we just do. But that can be fixed with just a little inspiration. Like anything from today's list, it's our top list today. Top random things to base your 4-digit PIN on. Okay, here we go. Number 1. Jelly Rolls Weight. Top random things to base your 4-digit PIN on. The number of family members who Joe Biden pardoned. What? Top random things to base your 4-digit PIN on. How many kids Nick Cannon calls... or how many kids call Nick Cannon daddy? There we go. Sorry. I'm medicated. Top random things to base your 4-digit PIN on. The nose hairs you count on your in your dentist's nostrils. Top random thing to base your 4-digit PIN on. The street address of your house. Or, if you're under 45, the street address of your parents' house where you live. In the basement. Top random things to base your 4-digit PIN on. Taylor Swift's cat count. Your bank balance. As long as the first 3 digits are 0. Top random things to base your 4-digit PIN on. The price of an egg. And top random things to base your 4-digit PIN on. The number of feet below the ocean you have to be before you observe deep sea creatures that look like Steve Buscemi. That was really involved. Wow. The number of feet below the ocean you have to be before you can observe deep sea creatures that look like Steve Buscemi. I love it. Anyway, I had to read it again. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is National Hot Sauce Day. I say it's a great day to just wing it. Experts say burning Teslas added to the air pollution during the LA wildfires. Burning Cybertrucks also added subtle hints of Axe body spray. Southwest announced a hiring freeze. It's sad news for young job seekers who dreamt of announcing flight delays to irate travelers. Billionaire wealth grew by $2 trillion in 2024. Half of that was earned by people who sell eggs. And Steve Perry turned 76 today. Perry plans to celebrate any way he wants it, because that's the way he needs it, any way he wants it. This is not headline news.
It really is not. It's the Mike Show, however. So happy you could join us on this very, 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 very cold, extremely frigid day. Where are we? Oh, temps are to rise? That's what it says here. I hope so, because good Lord, I am freezing my my purple patootie off. Anyway, if you are planning to get back out into the dating scene, all right, we have some information for you. If that's your New Year's resolution, here is an interesting hypothetical for you. Someone posted this question to straight men online. If you walk into a room with 1,000 single women around your age, how many of them do you think would be attracted to you? Interesting. So is this just somebody's comments, or did they do some sort of mathematical thing here? All right. So it comes from a thing called R-Polls. Well, let's dive into it. Why not? 42% of the people that were asked that question did not have high hopes, and said between 1 and 25 of the women. That's 0.1% to 2.5%. 24% of those asked said it's a little higher. Between 26 and 74 of the women would think that guy was attractive. That's 2.6% to 7.4%. 10% said a notch above that, 75 to 99, would find them attractive. 7.5% to 9.9%. 14% said they would turn heads, 100 to 200 of them, which is 10 to 20%. And 14% of those straight men surveyed said they'd be fawned over, with more than 200 of the 1,000 women being attracted to them, which is more than 20%. In the comments, one person said, if I walked in right now, zero. But if I had a chance to shave and dress a little, five. Someone else said, can I talk to them for a few hours, or is this like a first sight based on appearance only stuff? And there were several men who lacked any confidence whatsoever and commented on the fact that there was a zero Is there a zero option? And that there wasn't a zero option. One man said, for better or worse, women are a lot more pickier than men. If I walked around a college campus, I would find at least half of the girls attractive enough to date. If you asked a woman the percentage of college boys they found attractive, most of them would say less than 10%. All right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart. We've got five random facts that's coming up. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by, I find this attractive, Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. To patients, they are so sorry to cancel appointments, especially during the holiday season. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. For the past 200 years, dating back to 1825, Russia's rulers have alternated between those who are bald or balding and those who are hairy. The most recent bald-haired pair of Russian rulers are the balding Vladimir Putin and the previous president. How do you pronounce his name? Oh, it's our Pronouncify lady.
Dmitry Medvedev.
She's irritated. He has a full head of hair. Now, to keep this going another 200 years, Putin needs a hairy successor.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Number two, when Guns N' Roses was trying to figure out a name for the band in 1985, one of their options was AIDS. Ugh. Wow. Number three. It's estimated that there are about 3 million ships wrecked and sitting at the bottom of the world's oceans, and they're worth billions and billions of dollars between their artifacts and treasure. Number four. North Korean women.
Hello.
Hi. Have to get one of 18 different hairstyles that have been approved by the government. Men can only choose from 10 different hairstyles. And number five, the first submarine used in a war was called the Turtle, and it was used by the Americans against the British.
Hello!
In 1775. During the Revolutionary War, and those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the what is today? Today's the Wednesday Hump Day edition. Coming up, we have sounds. And we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It is called Audio Vault. That's all on the way. And then we're going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. But first, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it.
Dmitry Medvedev.
Whatever. All right. Let's see. What do we got here? Oh, man, oh, man. Okay, so in Alabama, you can't make this stuff up. In Alabama, a Starbucks employee required stitches and vaccinations last week after a customer's pet monkey. I didn't set any of this up, and I need to set this up. Damn it. All right. I seriously... should have. I mean, I even proofread everything. I should have set this up. All right. Take two. You can't make this stuff up. In Alabama, a Starbucks employee required stitches and vaccinations last week after a customer's pet monkey leaped into the drive-thru service window. It ran up her arm to her head, and it began biting her. The attack reportedly ended when a coworker grabbed the animal and threw it out of the drive-thru. The monkey then retreated to the customer's vehicle, which then drove off. So what is this? Is this real audio or a reenactment? I don't know. Let's listen.
Hi, may I take your order?
Gotcha! Somebody's pet escaped from the car and there's a monkey on my head. Why did you do it? Why did you set your monkey free? Through the drive-thru window, your monkey bit the hell out of me. Why did you do it? Did you want to share your latte with the monkey? Monkey, monkey, wow. I am.
Okay, so it happened last Friday. The customer with the monkey.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
Yeah, I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on the abs, Minky!
Mm-hmm.
Now I am as happy as a little girl.
The customer with the monkey was Tammy Elaine Gardner, who came back to check on the employee and discuss the incident, but declined to leave her information. The health department tracked her down. But Gardner declined to comment on the incident. But on her socials, she wrote, quote, I'm not willing to put my primate at any more risk. So no, thank you. I don't think it's your primate that's at risk there, lady. I actually thought about putting that in Stupid Criminals, but it had the parody song in it. So let's go to viral videos. hate to shovel snow? Well, TikTok's favorite dad hack right now is to throw a tarp down before it snows. Here's one of the videos, and then pulling the tarp away. Here we go. Listen.
When they knew they were about to get a lot of snow, this dad had a genius idea by laying down plastic in the driveway. So all he had to do after it was done snowing was pull it back to reveal a perfectly clean driveway, saving a ton of time shoveling snow, and is the definition of working smarter and not harder.
Let's see if this works. Oh, that's awesome.
No, this was actually, it was actually done a few years ago and posted to TikTok, but we just found it. A singer in Pennsylvania named Riley Lauren just added a ton of followers after realizing the Chappelle Roan song, Red Wine Supernova, mashes up well with What's Up by Four Non Blondes. She did it live at a gig the other night and posted the video. Here, listen. All right, so I got the pronunciation right on
Chappelle Roan.
Yeah, Chappelle Roan. Did I say Chappelle or Chapel? I think I said Chappelle.
Chappelle Roan.
Okay, I think I said Rowan and not Roan. So it's Roan, Chappelle Roan.
Chappelle Roan.
Okay. Anyhow, where are we at? Skip that. All right, let's do this one. A new study shows that 49% of Americans plan on drinking less alcohol in 2025. That's up 44% from just 2 years ago. What do you say about that?
I want you to give up beer for a month.
You got it. No deer for a month.
Did you say beer or deer?
Deer.
We're definitely going to use this. I was wondering whether we should put this on stupid criminals or not, because it's like mystery and stuff like that. But anyway, mysterious balls. That's going to be today's episode, by the way, on the podcast. Mysterious balls that washed up on shore and forced several beaches to close in Sydney last week were found to contain saturated fatty acids, E. coli, and fecal bacteria.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. Here is Nine News Australia with their report on the issue, and they can't stop using the word balls in their report.
Bianca, these balls are the talk of the town.
Jane, the mystery of the balls on the sand enters a new chapter. I just wanted to ask you, did you see any balls down there this morning?
No, we didn't see any balls. The water was nice.
Have you seen any balls on the beach this morning?
No, not yet.
You keep your eye and let me know if you see any balls, okay?
I will.
I personally haven't seen any balls out here on the beach.
So now there's a new mystery, the disappearing balls. Where have they all gone? Who knew?
Where have they gone?
I love Australia.
Bring them back.
Yeah.
Nice beaver. Uh-huh.
Thank you. I just got it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
No, balls. Let's see. All right. Remember back in November when we talked about how Billy Corgan told Howie Mandel that he might be half-brothers with Bill Burr? Well, yesterday, Burr was on with Howie and got blindsided when Howie had Corgan come out. It got awkward. Fast.
I got a something special that I planned for you. Out of a place
I'm already uncomfortable.
Bring in the surprise. And look who's here.
Oh, hey. What's up? You're an
Billy Corgan. Yeah, I thought this would be great to bring a family together.
He didn't tell you. He told me you were totally cool with me coming.
That's what he does.
I thought it would be a good surprise.
Can this be edited out?
I can go. I mean,
No, I'll do it. Did you ever think the fact that I never told that story that, maybe you shouldn't?
All right, Bill's calling Howie an a-hole, not Corgan. Is calling Howie an a-hole, not Corgan. But he wonders why Corgan would even bring up the story. Let's see. Howie Mandel played a clip of Billy Corgan telling the story back in November. Then Bill Burr instantly told why he didn't want to get into it. Here, listen.
My stepmother said to me, Bill Burr might be one of the children that your father sired in his days on being a traveling musician.
He was a piece of shit.
With
and he had two kids this close together, and he named them the same name.
Good
he
point.
Thinks it's different because he's Billy and I'm Bill. That's how he told the difference.
Well, I was Bill when I was young, but you're right. I mean, with all respect,
it's not that I don't like him. It reminds me of all of that. So, all right, whatever. I mean, I like your music.
I appreciate that.
Okay, great. Do we talk on a regular basis?
We've never met.
At the end of the interview, Billy Corgan said. He was set up by Howie Mandel, and Bill Burr forgave him, started joking around like a real brother would.
All right, so then I'm not upset with you then, because I thought that this was like your idea.
No, he totally set me up.
You've done well for yourself. I'm happy for you. Why did you feel the need to do that?
He told me you were cool
You're
with me.
You're a Cubs fan? That tracks. Are we going to go play catch? We're both in our 50s.
My arm is still good. I got to go. I got to say.
Do you like wrestling?
Like what kind of wrestling? The WWE, I love that.
I own the NWA, which is the oldest wrestling organization in the world.
All right, I respect that. At some point, we will hang out. I don't think on a podcast. All right, what are you doing after this? You want to hang out after this?
Well, I'm a vegan. That's probably a problem, I'm going to guess. You strike me as someone who likes red meat.
Well, I can have a cup of coffee while you eat your Brussels sprouts.
All right, well, everything worked out then. Let's see. Oh, yes. So we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Let's do this one. Do you know when McDonald's stops serving breakfast? Well, comedian Doug Benson does.
I actually got up early enough to get into McDonald's during the breakfast window, which is an exciting time to be alive. I'm always the guy at 10:31 going, really? Big Macs or nothing at 10:31? At 10:29, you can make some eggs, but 10:31, you've all lost the ability to do that. Or you flipped over the kitchen like it's a new kitchen comes flying in. It flips around like a James Bond villain's lair. So I ordered, to be on the healthy side, I ordered a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel. But they put a sauce on that sandwich that I do not appreciate. So I asked the nice lady behind the counter to hold that sauce. And just out of curiosity, I said, what is that sauce? And she said, I don't know what's in it. She says, I think it's called holiday sauce. In my head, I'm like, no, it isn't. Not holiday sauce. So before I could say anything, another employee starts arguing with her and goes, it's not called holiday sauce. It's called holidays sauce. Now I'm thinking they both mean hollandaise. But I was not about to dip my toe into that pool of stupid. I was just like, I just waved my money around until they gave me my delicious breakfast sandwich.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, firmly. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get stupid. We got stupid criminals. They are all over the place, and they're on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434. All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right. Oh yeah, it's the monkey biting story again. From Audio Vault, but this time we'll get into a little bit more detail. Here, let me show you. The monkey. There is the monkey.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
Yes.
I would be honored. Touch him! Love him! Leave him on the app, Mickey! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
All right, so this happened on Friday morning, January 10th. Police in Alabama were called to a Starbucks. Somebody's pet monkey had jumped from its owner's car into the drive-thru window and started attacking an employee. The primate was an Otis night monkey. I think that's how you pronounce that. I'm not going to look for pronounceify. It's just going to take too long. The employee says she's never interacted with this female customer before. She said that as soon as the woman lowered her window, the monkey leapt from the car through the window and started gnawing on her hand. Then it climbed up her arm and started biting her ear. The attack ended when another employee grabbed the monkey and threw it back out the window. The monkey went into the woman's vehicle and she drove away. The monkey's owner did come back to the store to check on the employee, but wouldn't leave her name or information. The employee was taken to the hospital, where she got multiple stitches and vaccinations. Her ear was in rough shape, but she'll be okay. The police identified the monkey's owner as Tammy Gardner. She refused to comment to the media, saying that she didn't want to put her monkey at risk. For what it's worth, she reportedly had two monkeys in her vehicle that day. The other employees say they've seen her with multiple monkeys before. They say she often has them wearing leashes, costumes, and diapers. Police are still investigating. Tammy could be looking at charges, but they didn't say what those might be. According to information provided by Animal Services, she's been cited for two municipal violations involving not restraining her monkey. Now, it begs to be mentioned, if the monkey was bad, well, you need to spank the monkey. Sorry. There is good news in the world, and
We like to share it during this particular segment. From monkeys to geese, a wildlife photographer in Canada saved a goose that had an arrow stuck in its butt. It was in the butt.
In the buttocks. So.
Yeah, for over half a year. Yikes. That's like... the vet removed the arrow, which turned out to be a practice arrow, and it had a blunt tip. Ow. Anyway, here's the photographer and Dr. Adrian Walton talking about the rescue.
After seeing him running around with an arrow sticking out of him, I just thought, no, there's no way. Like, we got to get to this guy, right? So it took a long time. He was secured. We had a blanket over him. We cut the arrow out and put him in a cage and took him down to Maple Ridge.
I give the person who did it the benefit of the doubt that they were just trying to scare him away, but that's not appropriate on any level.
He's probably going to be there a month or so to recover, and then we'll bring him back to Furry Creek and release him where we found him.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news. Oh, come on. I can't. Well, I'm going to have to edit that part. Take two. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky!
Now I am as happy as a little girl.